This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Let that be your prayer. Let that be your prayer, your haka. Shemembras kapena para China. Yes, shemembale tame bama. Shemembras kapero menana. Hilebra tame lojana. Cause a shift in our spirit, oh God, is if only you can cause. Why cannot drink and turn this water out? Break the barra sopra tama. wisdom, one of the wisdoms of prayer is priesthood. One of the wisdoms of prayer is priesthood. The tribe of Salem is a tribe of prophets. It's an assembly of a prophetic people. And when we see this kind of assembly, we must understand that our transaction spiritually is done from the place of knowing. Because you cannot ascend beyond your spiritual knowledge. You can act, but you cannot ascend beyond your knowledge. Yes. You pray from your spiritual knowledge. You transact from your spiritual knowledge. You operate from your spiritual knowledge. A man of knowledge in the spirit who sings is different from a man of emotion who sings. Because his songs is a priesthood. You think he's singing, you don't know he's praying. Yes, because there are many languages in the spirit. Just as you can understand when someone is crying that he's sad, without him telling you he's sad, God understands many languages. Yes. You see, and what true prayer does is that it doesn't take you outside, it takes you inside. It takes you inside. There's a quota of glory that God gives to us every time we assemble. And for our assembly to be unison, we must all come into that measure, that quota of glory. That's why if you attend Salem, you would discover that we don't begin to speak when we take the mic. We pray and we worship until everyone ascends into a measure, into a quota. Yes, because the assembly has to be one. We cannot force everyone to understand priesthood worship. We can try, but we cannot force. Because it takes an understanding of the presence of God to know how to go there. That's why when the Bible is speaking about the narrow way, it said there be few that find it. Yes. So the fact that we are gathered together does not mean everyone among us know the presence of God. If you know the presence of God, you understand the spiritual law called the protocol of approach. That's the way you approach Adonai. That's the way you come before him. And that understanding is a product of your secret priesthood, how you come before your God. And you see, when you begin to approach him, what happens is that the glory engulfs you. You become more aware of what is happening inside than what's happening outside. That's why I told you that when you begin to do priesthood prayers, it takes you inside. You begin to enter into your closet. Why I'm saying this is because there is always a possibility of distractions whenever we are gathered, especially when we are gathered for a procession or for a correlation. What we're having here is, like the man of God said, is beyond the house of Salem. Is the sounding of a spiritual shofar, the beginning of a commissioning, not for just the house of Salem, but for the prophetic house of God all over the world. There's a transitioning. This was why John's ministry was very pivotal, because John was beyond what you call a prophet. John was a marker. He was a calendar. Because every prophet bore witness to Christ, to God by his spirit, speaking about the earthly kingdom called Israel. So their prophecy centered around God's people and his and their kingdom on earth. But when John came, John was part of the first prophets that began to testify of a kingdom that was not Israel, a kingdom that was heavenly. So John became a marker from the days of John. So John announced an era. John brought a message. If you look at the teachings of Jesus, it looked as though it was lifted from the testimony of John. John came saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Jesus also came saying the same thing. This was why John was a forerunner, because up until the manifestation of John, the people were not used to the kingdom message. So John had to prepare their heart for that kind of gospel. That's why you could not put John in the same room with the other prophets. He was a calendar. It was the beginning of an era. You see. So his position was very, very great. There are certain gatherings that are actually beginnings of an era. If Jesus tarries to come, the revival generations yet to come we read about. May God give you understanding. It's an army, not a man. this why when he was speaking to me years ago. He's going to give that army a different name, a different song, a different operation, a refreshed body. So just in case within the past few years you didn't understand your life, it's because you are part of that army. Because he told me some years ago, he said he was going to awaken his bride and the church will fight his bride. Yes. At twilight, when it's 12 midnight, may God help us. When it's 12 midnight. Everyone can be doing religion till 12 midnight. Yes. We all slumbered at some point. We all missed the body at some point. But when it's 12 midnight, there is no one called wise or foolish until 12 midnight. Yes. When the summons rang in heaven 3 years ago, I told you people, I said, now the Lord wants to begin with the prophetic house. Even if you are the most prayerless person, as long as you could hear the summons and you say, here am I, send me, there is enough coal of fire to make you. So some were prayerful, but they didn't hear the summons. Some were prayerless, they heard the summons. And then seraphims came with fire. And then the bodies of God was crystallized in their heart. So while some were still waiting for the consolation of Israel, Simon already saw Jesus. Strategic times is what determines. It's what determines. God doesn't need too much. He will say, go in this time, might. As long as you are the one that can encounter the angel of the body. So whilst some are still waiting for the consolation of Israel, another man has seen the consolation. He has handled it. This year is the year of thrones, the year of positioning. Jesus. What God will do with many of his people from the year of healing next year and the year of dominion 2025, from what I saw in the prophetic calendar, is determined by this year. So a lot of you are attending this place. You think you are just attending a conference. You didn't know that you're also attending your own correlation. So don't think, oh, we are coming to be with Prophet Joel or to be with our spiritual father, Apostle Arume. No. I told my men, I said, the apostle will not teach. He's not coming to teach. If you still take what God will use him to do in this conference as a teaching, then you still don't understand. He's coming to give instructions to the wise. Because when the season is about to shift, what God gives to men are instructions. That's all. If Jesus, I'm speaking to more. Let's pray the Holy Ghost. This morning session will not take too long. This is just to come stretch ourselves in the spirit. Let's pray a little. Let's pray a little. Pray from understanding. Don't pray because you pray normally when they say pray. Pray from understanding.
The people are waiting tonight. You can see their faces. They are praying tonight.
What kind of drink can turn this world around?
17 hours, nothing tonight. Brother is praying, no stopping tonight. Sister is fasting, no stopping tonight.
What kind of fire are these people looking for?
17 hours, nothing tonight.
Pray, don't, Jesus.
Ha 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 ha
joining us from now, ascend before God in prayer. About the mechanism in the spirit. There's a mechanism with which you can use to gauge the penetration of Shekinah in a place. When Shekinah, when the glory of God has penetrated a place and will become one in the spirit, you will sense a flow that is united. English is primitive, so I'm going to struggle to explain many things. But I believe that spiritual people understand. So we can have a lot of activity, but if you gauge from the spirit, you will discover that we're not yet one. There's still a lot of distraction. We've not even started, we've not even lifted. There are still many people here that are not with us. There's still too many distractions. See, the way we operate in Salem is this. If you are not aligned with the tribe, you will give us a different sound. If one begins to sing, you will give us a different sound. If you take the conga, you will give us a different sound. If you lift up your voice, you will give us a different sound. Because you are not yet one with us. The journey of spiritual priesthood begins from your head to your heart. But you don't stop there. Because when you journey from your head to your heart, you've entered into the realms that can still be influenced by your emotions. This is where a lot of people get stuck. So they cry and they think, oh, now I'm in the spirit because I'm crying. What has happened is that your defenses have been brought low. Now the word can penetrate if you allow it. But you don't stop there. You must go into your belly, which is the deepest part of a man. And the belly speaks of the spirit of a man. And this is why we take time to make sure God passes through us. Until everything that comes out of us, everything we do, comes from the river. When we come into that river, if we're even humming, just singing or humming, you will know when to hit your shaker. You will know when to hit your cymbal. Because you become one with the river. Yes. Become one with the river. And we cannot fully begin spiritual procession until we become one. You know, a lot of people are used to a very narrow way of operating spiritually with God. So they know that when you come to church, someone has to take announcement. So we don't work that way. We're a prophetic band. We can stay like this talking for 2 hours and will not open scripture until we become one. The old ways have been forgotten. The old ways have been forgotten, trust me. That's why there's no power. The old ways have been forgotten. That's why we have cowards. He said, the Holy Ghost was talking to me about the cowardness of the church. Many people will go to hell because they are cowards. Not because they fornicate, because they are the cowardly. They are cowards. The Spirit of God in our day and time will be known as the Spirit of boldness again. That's simple truth. The spirit of boldness again, they will be known.
boldness to walk in your priesthood, no, not minding what anyone said, because the Lord has commanded you. Boldness. Yes. There's a type of people God is raising for the prophetic house. Even there, they don't understand their lives. The secret place of the Most High is so secret that you may be there and not know that you are now Jesus Christ. So, we must have to become one in the Spirit. If you come to a spiritual place, you must understand that you've come to meet a God who is Spirit. This is one of the first lectures I got in the Room of Light. Meanwhile, if you don't know the Room of Light, you've not begun spiritual journey. Because the Room of Light is the Room of Revelation. That is where you meet the angels with the scroll. It's from the Room of Light I now discovered that the angels with eyes are actually the angels of gates. So you can stand before the angels of gates and you will be judged. Just because they look at you. Because every eyes can peer into a... Reduce your sound. Can peer into a dimension. It will see you for who you are. The eyes will see you for who you are. When you ascend into that realm, you discover that the operation there is quite different from what we call spirituality on earth. Because you will not find religion there. You will only find a God who sits on the throne. And then the strength of your priesthood will be judged by the grace of your approach. It's in that room you will be taught that the strongest priesthood of God is the priesthood of Christ. The one that can approach God the closest is the priesthood of Christ. There's no other priesthood. So we are taken from the seal of the Son of God because we are privileged to come boldly before His throne through Christ, who is our high priest. That's why you now know that this is your major electricity, one you call yourself, does not matter there. That nonsense doesn't matter. They have no respect for that your title. Yes. Meanwhile, if you say these things on earth, they will think you are attacking someone. We will speak from the realm that matters. Yes. When you journey there and you come back, there are a lot of Babel you will destroy by yourself. A lot of Babel. You will destroy it by yourself. But guess what? When this journey begins, you are going to meet a lot of hostility from the powers of this age. Yes. So the Room of Light. From there, you will now step into the Room of Manifold Grace. The Room of Light. Where you are now entrusted with the oracles of God. You are trained. You now begin to fulfill the scripture that says, "There shall be taught of God." If you are there, sometimes you wake up from your bed in the morning and then the voice of the Lord comes and starts teaching you scriptures. If you experience that, and one scripture comes and another one, you will know that this knowledge is not yours. But you see, once you step into that realm, you will now find many clauses. You now know that the spiritual realm is not just anything you like. No. There is always a clause. Because freedom is relative. He led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. Captivity in the Hebrew translation speaks of those people who are in captive. Who are in captivity. Those are the captivity he's speaking about. A group of people who are held captive. So those people, he led them captive. So in order to deliver you from Satan, like he said, except a stronger than he comes and then takes the weapon he depends on, then he can plunder his good. So the weapon Satan depended on was our sins. So with that our sins, he kept us in captivity. But now Jesus has destroyed that weapon he depends on, and now he calls. Come and be set free. But it's not freedom in the way the earth knows it. Because your freedom in Christ is because you've become a slave of Christ now. You become his captive. So he led those captivity to become his own slaves. So he said, "Come unto me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you." Now say, "Take my yoke." So you become his own captive. When you come into these realms, you now discover that there are clauses to even spiritual knowledge. Don't rush into a meeting where spiritual knowledge is being discussed. Don't rush there. Take your time to understand where you are stepping into. Because the Lord spoke to me in the room of light and he told me. He said, every time you are entrusted with a spiritual knowledge, a holy thing, what has happened to you is that you've been brought into a place where you'll be judged by that holy thing that has been entrusted to you. Knowledge is not free. Have you not heard of workers of righteousness and workers of iniquity? How do you become a worker of righteousness? You become a worker of righteousness in relation to that thing that has been committed to you. If God gives you a knowledge about a thing, and you choose to walk in obedience to that knowledge, you become a worker of righteousness in relation to the knowledge that is now made available to you. But if you have that knowledge and you choose to walk in disobedience, you become a worker of iniquity in relation to that which has been given to you. So by what you know, you'll be judged righteous. And by what you know, you'll be judged evil. Just by knowledge given to you. Now you know. Your righteousness will be judged because you know. And your evil will be judged because you now know. So these guys that err against God, they hold the truth of God, like Romans say, in unrighteousness. So it's a very scary thing to know. A very scary thing to know. Sometimes this knowledge will expose your insufficiency. Spiritual knowledge are not cheap. That's why they can only be entrusted to faithful men. If the prophetic house do not teach the people the ways of God again, this ancient way will be forgotten. And then how we know that this ancient way has been forgotten is that people will run with pseudo-Christianity. Something that looks like it. They will not think he's a man of God because he wears a three-piece suit. And if one now comes with jalabia, you say, no, he's not wearing a three-piece suit. Because they've even given you a dress code. Spiritual knowledge. You begin to build from there. You will now begin to find the things that matters. The Lord was speaking to me one day when he woke me up from the bed by his power. He said, do you notice that immediately you sleep, you forget about this realm? There's no recollection of this realm anymore. So you assume the reality of the realm you become conscious of. That's all he was trying to teach me. When you are in a dream, you assume that the reality of that dream because you are conscious of that dream. So you will not even remember that there is something called earth. Even though the moon is falling from heaven, something will not tell you that this kind of thing should not be possible because you've now stepped into a different reality. That's to show you how free men are. These things have taken me on a journey for the truth of God in Christ Jesus. Because when I read Bible, he said the broad way many walk in it, the narrow way few find. Are you seeing the choice of word? Don't be a Christian because I'm your favorite pastor. Go on your adventure and find. Now the question is, how can you find what you don't know when you don't know what you're looking for? So your spiritual adventure begins from knowledge. If not, you will speak in tongues for 8 hours and know nothing. Because you will never be invited into the fellowship of a seal. Has God discussed with you about holy things? You will shout in church, and even your angels will know you know nothing about the realm you are speaking about. Because we do spiritual exercises to an unknown God. Don't you know that in that school they will teach you that God is spirit? Meaning the terrain you are stepping into operates with a totally different law from the terrain of mankind. So how are you trying to impose your human understanding on this realm? So if he tells you, seek first the kingdom, if you are wise, you will not run yet. You will say, how does a man seek this kingdom? Because he must be the one to teach you how to seek the kingdom he's telling about. Make sure you have time and the Holy Ghost helps you to hear the words of God that are being said when they are not being said. I don't know how best to put it. The Bible will say one thing, but there is something that is being said that is not said. If a teen wants to be sealed from you, the mortal ones will give it to you, but you will not have it. You will hold it, but you will not have it. It's in that place I was now taught the sin of the fallen ones and how mankind have accepted the ones who fell from heaven, not knowing that some were sent and some fell. But because all of them came from heaven, if you don't know what you are seeking, you will meet one who fell from heaven and you will think that one was sent from heaven. The ones who fell from heaven came to earth. And then when I was being shown that story in the spirit, they fell on the mountains. They dwelt there. And then what they did was that they came to the fathers of the daughters of men and said, give us wives and we'll teach you the secret of metal. We'll teach you the secret of magic. Then they brought forbidden knowledge. Knowledge that was forbidden for men to know, they brought it. Have you been taught in the room of light? You will now discover that many people are committing the same sin of the fallen ones. Because they receive holy things and then they now exchange it for 10,000 naira. Give not that which is holy unto dogs. Cast not your pearls before swine, because they will trample it on, they will devalue it immediately. It was high treason for them to take secrets and sell it in exchange for marriage. You see, all these warnings is to teach you how to walk with the Lord. So that when you are giving holy things, you will not tell them, come and cut my shirt for 1 million naira. Because what you have been entrusted in does not have its value in time. In time, you may be poor, but you see, you are rich. You are rich. So how do you know a man of ranking? It's not the man that is shouting, because if you read Bible, if you see the true kingdom of God, you can easily ignore it. Don't run for the kingdom that comes with chariot. It's not the kingdom. There's no form of comeliness to the true kingdom. It will come as a monster seed. The one who sees the kingdom and does not know it from revelation can easily ignore the kingdom. So they go for the pastor that has jeeps and convoy. And the one that is teaching Bible with slippers, they ignore him. This world has taught us another God. Pastor Manny, they have taught us another God. That's why I love my spiritual father so much. He will tell you all this, your convoy thing, I don't want. Hey! You can't value this thing in time. God, I've been faithful. Why am I not rewarded? There are some reward that time cannot quantify. Time is too small. So you will not see it in time. This is why, as we journey and as we come into spiritual places, where heavenly things are being discussed. I say something one day, as some people are afraid. I say you will not discover that you've made heaven when you go to heaven. You will not discover that. Meanwhile, they've taught many people that, oh, no one knows who will make it until we go there, sir. Moses was in the Old Testament, yet he knew his name was in the Book of Life. The disciples of Jesus were on earth. Yet they knew their name was in the book of life. So ask an average Christian, tell me about heavenly things. This heaven, because I know by the teachings of the Holy Ghost that you cannot enter a realm you are a stranger to. It may not appear what will look like, but we know that when he appears, our operation on earth will be so full of the operation in heaven that when he appears, there will be no difference between us. So when you go to heaven, you will not know you change the environment, because you are living now by the powers of the age to come. And if you are living by the power of the age to come, you must understand that that power of the age to come was built on the wisdom of the age to come. Now, as I'm speaking now, I'm not opening the Bible yet. But see, if it's the Spirit of God, the word will not contradict the Bible. The Bible says he opened his mouth and he taught them. It's a flow from heaven. You cannot fake it. You cannot go to Google to learn spiritual things. This is why only a priest can know the dance of a priest. Another man is shouting and other people are doing. You don't know that thing is coming from eternity. Jesus said when you fast, he said, anoint your head. Do not appear to men to be fasting. Do you know why they call Jesus a lover of wine and a glutton? It's because spiritual men, you will know them only by revelation. So when he was with the people, he did not say, okay, you know, ministerial ethics. No, he will say, bring fufu for me. So if you met him, you can easily ignore him.
Semela brasa mendata hello mera mama
car
hase demba bronte hila bamano.
This is why the Lord is close to the contract in heart, because they have nothing to lose anymore. Then he will bring them into his court and pitch them something, make them something that will not have its value in time. If you have a crown and you don't know how to cast that crown down, you will not enjoy Shekinah. So there are some things I will have for one light that say, Lord, you are greater than I. You are not praying 4 hours because I said you must pray 4 hours. No, Lord, you are greater. Teach me. The Lord told me there are many people that fake obedience. They fake, oh, we are obeying God. You see, why you say you are obeying God is because you have a programmed idea of how God should speak to you. They have taught you that anytime God speaks, a miracle job is coming. It's when God will tell you to leave that your UBA job. That's when we'll know if you know God. Because obedience is a product of knowledge. That's where faith comes from. Yes. That's where you know that a lot of people around you don't know God. Because they will call you foolish. When they now come and tell you, you know, wisdom is profitable, that's what we'll know if you know God. Why are you leaving your job that you are earning 1 million every month? God says you leave the job and go and be a primary school teacher there. There are some things we give. And what it will do is that it will unlock a new wilderness for you. Yes. The way you will know that, okay, your sacrifice has been accepted, is that a new wilderness will now be unlocked for you. Because in that wilderness, stature will be walked into you. So you will give that seed and then you will lose your job. That's your ticket for the next level. But see, when you walk in this path and you come back, something will be moving on your head. The blessings that we have in Christ, the Bible called them spiritual, not physical, spiritual. Spiritual blessing. When a spiritual blessing comes, sometimes, because Satan is angry, he will kill your brother. Spiritual blessings. When the breakthrough comes, sometimes, what will happen is that James will be killed because something spiritual has come to end. So when you see these things, this service I've started, this is how we speak in Salem. You now know that you don't walk with God as you walk with a man. Yeshua told the disciples all the great things that will happen with them. And then he still told them that some of you will be killed. Meanwhile, in our generation, thing will be double. So guess what happened? We'll raise the people that are weak. Man of God, Yeshua HaMashiach lost 98% of his disciples after one message. So in case you think the aim is for church to be full, and you are now carefully, you that was preaching alignment, now all you begin to preach is honor and wisdom, because you want to keep the people. They have taught us, sir, Pastor Frank, that ministry growth is that crowd will come. Sometimes the sign that ministry is growing is that they will leave. He told me by spirit, he said, what will bring revivers will not have church members, it will have disciples. That's the way of mastery. A man that can raise disciples. Not too many people sitting. We are talking about people standing in the courts of God. When you see this glory and you look back on it, you will see darkness. So you begin to weep because there was no man found worthy to open the book. So he said, weep not. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. And when you hear that proclamation of the Spirit, you will now know that you are not running by your own strength. If you can say, here am I, send me. There is an angel with a coal of fire. I know you have a spiritual life, but cast that crown, that thing you are boasting, cast it and say, here am I, send me. There was a time he came to me and he said some things to me, and after he said those things, he said, do you still want to be my prophet? We don't have Christianity, sir, with terms and conditions, because they think liberty is lawlessness. The freedom Satan gives is different from the freedom God gives. Don't mix the two together. One is lawless, one has a law on it. Our liberty is in the spirit of truth, not lawlessness in this world. So this is why we weep. This is why we cry. Because trust me. And see, I want us to go back to our hotels or back to our houses with this body while we prepare for the evening session. So what I just came to do is to cast bodies. To tell you why the Lord said the house of Salem is a people separated. Because that's the emphasis of God, to separate. There are two watchmen crying in the spirit. One is telling the people to marry. The other is telling the people to separate. Now the question is, whose minister are we? The watchman of darkness is telling the people to marry. Yes. So that commandment from the watchman of darkness came in form of teachings. Because if God, can we go a little deeper? I see now you people want us to go into deep things. I've always told you, civilizations, you see, man does not have power to culture himself. Everything you see as spirituality in the realm of man is reflecting the culture of the spirit that has chosen to colonize them. If you leave man 100 years without spiritual interventions, encounters, or activities, man will remain this way for 100 years. Because no man has power to learn new things. Some of the things we call technology on earth are forbidden knowledge that have been given to men by fallen ones. Yes. And the technology of priesthood is God's own knowledge around which God's culture is built. So you don't live a holy life by your strength. You live a holy life because you are cultured by a spirit that has colonized you, which is the Holy Ghost. So our holiness and our purity comes from the one who colonizes us. He will teach you all things. He's not talking about Bible. He will teach you the way of heaven. But you have the Bible to see the history of how God has operated. So that when this spirit who has colonized you begins to teach you something anti the testimonies of patriarchs that have walked with God, you now know that another spirit is colonizing you. So the strongest point of reference is the Word of God. But the problem is this. The Bible is a locked book. Only to be known when read from the lens of the spirit that authored it. So you can pick this locked book, and the spirit of deception can show you something that will still put you in more deception. Do you know why the Bible can be used to manipulate many people? The ones who fell from heaven know the knowledge that has been spoken about. In part. Because since they were kicked out of heaven, they can only know by your prophecy. Don't you know Satan is a student of prophecy? Yes. Herod said, what was written about the Messiah? Where was he supposed to be born? So a lot of things, people want us to go deep here. A lot of things can be given to you. But so that you will not expose it, it will be hidden from you. Because if you don't know how to manage holy things, you can tell your enemies how to kill you. Like Samson, your priesthood is supposed to be a mystery, hidden in the Holy Ghost. But if you play with sin, you will tell them that it's your hair. That is the power. Remember, they that worship him must worship in spirit. When we speak about in spirit, if he left it there, then there would have been chaos. Because it needs to be in the spirit of truth. Ezekiel said the hand of the Lord came upon him and he carried him out in the spirit. If he had left it there, there would have been chaos. Because there are many things that can carry a man out in the spirit. So he had to say in the spirit of the Lord. Many went to the mountain sincerely to fast. And they met a shining one. They don't know that Satan too can shine. If it is power that is your pursuit, you will meet Lear and run with Lear. If your resolve wants to be tested, when you begin to search and seek, they will give you what you are not seeking for, and then they will look at you. If you choose that thing and you run with it, then your seeking was fake. So they will give you money and then they will check. But if you have the crown and you say, and you cast it and say, this is not what I'm looking for. You don't get because you fast and pray. If you are like an applicant, you will be tested. This is what people hate. Because it takes away the responsibility from the prophet to you. You are the seeker. You are the seeker. And one way you will know that you found the master sitting at the well is that on your account, many others will find the one you found. He told me something in Lamentation. He said the least amount of profit an average believer is supposed to bring to his heavenly kingdom is 30%. Some people are not meeting the two. That 30%, some people are not meeting. See, God, Jesus. So if we gave him 30%, the question is, what happened to the 70? We spent it on ourselves. That's why sometimes I come into the presence of God and I can't even open my mouth to utter words, because you will know how mankind has fallen. You will know how much mankind has fallen. This is why we must depend on the Lord daily, because the old ways have been lost. The old ways, the ancient ways that must be found. And when you find that ancient way in Christ Jesus, and you look upon the land, you will now see on one place standing prophets who are sold out to God, who would only speak what God has told them to speak, even to a king. And then you now see on that place standing the Can I Prophesy movement that sees Papa, that sees Major Electricity One. Meanwhile, if you attack Major Electricity One, the people will fight you. Because they don't know their God. They know Major Electricity. Come on. If you don't know your God, when Moses is no longer there, you will say a golden calf brought you out of Egypt. Don't you know that Israel too can contribute to build another God? Yes. Within Israel, the fact that that thing is in Israel does not mean it's of God. Israel contributed money. But what they built was a golden calf. And then they anointed it with the name of God and said, this is the God who brought us out of Egypt. You can anoint Major Electricity and they, oh my God. So 10 years in church, you don't know Jesus, but you know Papa. Before the throne of God that bore, I have a strong, stronger, perfect plea. The great high priest, whose name is Lord, whoever needs just to plead for me before the throne of God above, I have a stronger, perfect plea. The great high priest, whose name is God, whoever lives just to plead for me. La 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 la.
Sit down, sit down. We have just a few minutes. I'm a strong, strong and perfectly. Great I praise, whose name is God. Whoever lives just to plead for me. He ever lives to plead for you. He ever lives to plead for me. God, the great high priest, whose name is God. Whoever lives just to plead for me. Before the throne of Adonai above. Strong, strong and perfectly. Don't do too much with that keyboard. Simple, keep it simple. Whose name is God? Whoever lives must to pay for me. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfectly. Great high priest, whose name is God? Whoever lives. Jesus, before the throne of Adonai above, I have a strong, stronger, perfect plea, great high priest, whose name is whoever lives, just to be one.
It's one thing to be given the wisdom of a knowledge. It's another thing to be entrusted with the power of the wisdom of that knowledge. You can be given the wisdom of driving, yet you will not be given a car. The wisdom of the knowledge present. To speak by inspiration is beautiful, until now tells you that the pitfall of many who speak by inspiration, including people like me, is that you can testify of what you've not handled. The Holy Ghost does not lie like man lie. Man will hype you, he will never hype you. One day he told me, he said, there is no man who is deep. No man. Don't be deceived. That time you scream, this man is deep. You've just heard. You don't know. You spoke out of ignorance. He said, he's the only one who can search the deep things of God and bring it to us. So the knowledge of God you have is not yours. You were plugged into that knowledge by the Holy Ghost. Whoever lives. You think you're an intercessor? Then when you hear these songs, you go and cry, because your intercession cannot deliver us. Only his intercession can. So even when you are sleeping, it does not stop him from praying. He ever lives. That's why don't go and compete in prayer with an intercessor. Because if you lay your life at the altar of God and say, I want to be an intercessor in your body, what he does is that he shares a little of his body with you. Burdens in his heart in eternity, he will share it with you. If you are not careful, you can build Babel out of that thing. Then you will hate people that do not pray 11 hours like you. That's why you celebrate everyone in his ministry. But don't try to copy. If not, you will build Babel. I told someone, I say, prophets don't pray long because, you know, they like to pray. Trust me. Every true prophet doesn't even, sometimes we say, God, I don't want to go on this message. But you don't have a choice. The fire keeps burning inside you. So when you see a prophet pray long, it's a prayer born out of body. Bodies. Whoever lives. So now someone can bring a teacher and say, okay, the sign that you are a prophet is that you pray long. Prayer in the spirit is a default posture. Do you know what it means to be a default? So there are not too many prayers that are acts of sacrifices. I know we've been taught that. There are not too many prayers that are acts of sacrifice. Because it's a default posture of a worshiper. You see, praying long is good, but not all long prayer. makes impact in the spirit, because you can pray long out of selfishness. And when we check your 50 prayer point, it's all about you. The things that are taken serious in the kingdom of God are not selfish things. Praise is a sacrifice, because a lot of times, even though you are not in comfortable situations, you must praise. Out of that praying, your testimony about the goodness of God has not changed. But a man can pray for 10 hours and yet he's praying out of his own lust. God, give me power. God, give me money. God, it's all about you. So when Jesus came, there were many things that had been said. He said, you heard that you should do it like this. But I say, do like. When you meet him, you will also hear many things that have been said to do like this. But then he will now tell, but I say. So will you still follow what God has said to you, even though it's not popular? When you are the only prophet testifying for Christ, will you still follow what he has said to you? Are you part of the people who follow the hype? It's not easy to truly obey God, because a time will come, even your prophet will tell you disobey. But can you be like the children of Rechabah? That even if an anointed one comes to tell you something other than what God has told you, you have enough mastery to say, I honor you, but I will stand with what God has told me. You don't find many of these teachings. I told them, I said, if God has spoken to you, that thing is stronger than what any other prophet comes to tell in the name of God. That is if you know God. That was why Apostle Paul did not sit there and start crying when Agabus said, this person is going, he didn't say, hey, Papa, help me. He said, he's not ready to just be jailed. He will die. So that's what I told my men. I said, when we mature, I will only come to confirm what God has told you already. So there's no one Papa prophesying. There's only an assembly. And why we are strong as an assembly is because in the assembly is the completion of revelation. No one man has the full scope of what God wants to do. But in our assembly, since we see in part and know in part, our knowledge is complete. But he lamented to me, I shared it with you guys some months ago. 2 months ago, 3 months ago. He said, Eden has parted into 4 branches. And everyone is laboring to build Eden in his own branches, because there is gold there. Therein is the mystery of our disunity. Because that river actually came from Eden, but it had left Eden. And when the river left Eden, it became 4 branches. And because in everybody's branch there is gold, he will say it is in his branching that God is. So what we try to do is that with his gold, he will want to replicate Eden. Eden can only be seen in the confluencing of the river, not the branching of the river. This is why God is raising an army in people. There's no celebrity. There's only a host. There may be a presiding priest over that host, but there's only a host. The Bible said the host, the assemblies of prophets gathered around Samuel, and he stood presiding among them. In that host, we can disarm. We can disarm even the government. Why are we not seeing the power of Elijah? It's because God does not need Elijah. God needs a body. Because the operation of God in our generation is no longer with one man, it's with a people. As long as the people do not understand, we'll be waiting for one Elijah to come and deliver us. Not knowing that you don't need to go to the mountain anymore to seek a God you can go on your knees in your room and find. This is why, man of God, sir, you see a lot of dear beloved prophets thinking that if they can travel to Abuja, then they will prophesy. If they can go to somewhere in Warri, then they will prophesy. The same Jesus they can find in their room, they will now go for Jesus. They will seek him in places that he will not be found. This is why the Lord is raising Salem and many tribes. I said something one day that he told me and people attacked me. He said he has left the cathedrals and is now in the house fellowships and the caves. So he told me something that sounded contrary. He said because he wanted to begin to start a fresh body, he stopped a couple of people from going to church. So on Sundays, they did not find consolation in church anymore. They are spiritual. They love God, but they could not go to church anymore. Meanwhile, in our generation, one of your signs of spirituality is that you must attend Sunday service. And as they were not going to church, they began to meet in houses. And then the old ways began to return. So you will sit down with a brother in the Lord, and what we enter will profit you more than 10 meetings put together. You and that brother in the Lord, sometimes you'll be saying, why did we not record this thing? You see, you did record it because truly spiritual things are supposed to be oblations unto God. He told me one day, he said, your cameras in your generation has reduced the power. Did I not tell you that? They say your cameras. Truly spiritual things are not for public eyes. Go and read your Bible. Power doesn't come in the public. Invitation comes in the public. Power comes in the secret. When you fail, it was an invitation. The power did not come because you fell. That's an invitation. The power came 12 midnight. When you were alone. But see, we are used to public power. That's why there's no real manifestation. No power. In the secret place, Captain, we will know you. When you scream, what kind of angels respond? If your definition of power is that, you know, you thought the sister and she fell. There's someone who is bringing, my father-in-law went to the US, I think UK, brought a white man out. Deaf in one ear. He said, put your hands there. See, this one is no longer public prayer. Let God just heal anybody. When we now bring a deaf person, we will now know if you know that Jesus. Or you now begin to explain. You know this thing, sometimes the Holy Ghost moves. When you are going, you will receive the healing, sir. We've said that many times until we knew that power no day. Why is it the queen? Oh, Jesus. What cannot happen in your presence, sir? May God give you understanding. These things are to make you weep and say, God, God, help me. Maybe the reason why I've sought for power has not been just help me. So that you don't fake power move. Don't allow Pastor Solomon, somebody rate you with the stature he hears you testify about. This is one of the pitfalls of inspirational speakers. I can come and speak of portals now. And if I'm not a honest man, you will judge me by what I'm testifying about. You don't know that even I too, I'm just learning it the first time as I'm preaching. Ask my men, once we finish, we sit down on the ground together, we eat. If you allow them rank you with that revelation you are testifying about, you will destroy people that one day will come and say, raise my daughter. What we testify, we must handle with our hands. We must handle first. What this kind of heart disposition will do is that it will keep us humble. It will keep us simple. It's better for them not to expect too much from you. The old ways. The old ways. The honest ways. I'm saying this tonight, I just feel like crying because the burden is heavy. So we find all kinds of things happening. To whom will a young prophet run to learn the ways of God? What they will tell you is that, okay, if you want to be a prophet, fast and pray, then sow seed. Seed is very important. So then serve your father in the Lord. And that's all they can teach you. They cannot explain your spiritual experiences because they don't know those experiences.
You're making, oh King, I have the Spirit of Christ in me.
This is why we are summoned to carry a sincere burden to the nation. To wail and tell the people, let's seek for God. He is no longer on the mountain with Elijah. He is now in the spirits of men. To tell the people that in those days, it was okay for them to run to the mountain. Because only Elijah had the spirit. There were a people, but they didn't have the spirit. But now you don't need to look for Elijah. Because the same God is returned to them all. Oh my God. You see, I dream of a day where after I speak by the word of the Lord, I can hand over my mic to this person. He will speak, and then Jesus can help us. So there will be no major one, major two, major three. So whenever we come to our congregation, because we are now complete, prophecy will cease. Because there's nobody having need of, oh, Papa, prophesy to me. No. So what we will do is that worship. When the perfect come. If you can hear from God and you know the voice of God, do I still need to prophesy to you? So when we gather together, what are we going to do? We'll just worship. That's all we do. We will become worshippers. Because every day and night, our walk is a walk of faith and knowledge in God. A just man living by his faith. Not under pressure. Ask my people. If 5 people come to Salem, we worship together. If 10,000 people come, we worship together. Enjoy the presence of God and grow. You see, when you begin to walk with God that way, He will teach you things that are different. Things that are renewed. Jesus. In our neighborhood, we were praying. A Christian was reporting us that our prayers are too loud. A Muslim was defending us. A man that doesn't know prayer will be offended by your prayer. See?
I have the spirit of Christ in me.
Are we together? Let's pray in the Holy Ghost a little and just
help us, Lord. Help us to know the ancient ways. Teach me the ancient ways that is not built around a man but built around Christ. The ancient ways.
There are some things you call your parchment of ministerial operation you need to burn. That's why, Lord, my fine Lord, He will allow you grow in God. Go and grow and find that unique thing that God wants to do with you. Find it. Don't become a clone. Find what God wants to do with you. But find it in righteousness and in accuracy. Find it. Seekers should find.
In this kingdom of kings and priests, I am a priest. Oh King, I have the spirit of Christ in me. I am a priest and a king. In this kingdom of kings and priests, I am a priest and a king. I have the spirit.
Father, Panata Panabunta Bella Kababa, Brenta Panabros Capella Branamanta Kababa, Branta Panaka Broska Pella da Branta Baba Kaba. This fellowship, we share, we pray, help us. We share, we pray. We have not come to a societal meeting. Teko, pray scatter. My house shall be called the house of prayer. Paprata. Help me, Lord. Pataka brondo I have the spirit of Christ in me. It means I As you receive the words of the Spirit of God, you receive it from a heart of meditation. Meditation. In the spirit of light. Meditation. Inside you. Inside you. Inside you. Inside you. You become more aware of His glory. Of His glory. Of His glory. Of His glory. Now, you see, why we are doing things like this is because it's a prophetic gathering. Yes. And every Christian, because of the spirit of revelation, is a prophetic agent. Yes. But, so if you don't understand the ways of God in the spirit, you wait to hear from God only in church. You become a robot waiting to Jesus. So Apostle Paul lamented when he saw these people. He said, now that you are supposed to be teachers, you are still waiting for someone to teach you. You see, there are dimensions in God. There is something called milk in God. And then there is something called strong food. Two realities. So it means the quality of your spiritual life is dependent on the maturity of your spiritual senses. Many things on earth can teach you about spiritual things. Food in the mouth of a 7-month-old child is different from the same food in the mouth of a 20-year-old boy. Why? Maturity of senses. Maturity of senses has affected the quality of spiritual experience. When you enter into a spiritual walk with God, we now begin to judge you by quality. Do you understand that word? The quality of spiritual experience. No longer just spiritual experiences. One is saying, I don't know whether God told me. I don't know, I'm feeling this. Another one says, there's an angel here. Spiritual experience is transmitting. People are receiving it depending on the quality of what they have in the spirit. God is saying one thing. You are tempting me to go to strange places. When, see, the level of the life in you spiritually will determine the fullness of your spiritual experience. At a level, if it's only taste that's unlocked to you, you can only taste God. The realm of taste will be unlocked to you. If taste and sound is unlocked, your ear is unlocked, you can now hear that this God has a sound. So you will have the taste and the sound. If your nostrils is unlocked, you now know that this God has a sound. He also has a smell. If your feeling is unlocked, you now know that there is a feeling to God. If your eyes is unlocked, there is a visual to God. So just as different dimensions of the earth is unlocked to you depending on the senses you have. So earth, you can interact with this world beyond your five senses. There is another sense that you will have. You will now discover that earth has another dimension to it. A blind man does not understand earth that has visuals. A deaf man does not understand earth that has sound. So there is sound in earth. But because he's deaf, he cannot interact with the sound of earth. I now discover that the problem is not God, reveal yourself to me. God is there, constant, not changing for anybody. He told me one day, he said, do you know why the sons of men say I change? He says, because the consciousness that interacts with me are changing. Not because he is changing. It's the humans that are changing, not him. Today in faith, they proclaim God to be this. Tomorrow in doubt, they proclaim God to be another thing. In joy, they proclaim God to be this one. In depression, they say God is this. So human mind is changing, not God. The generations of men are changing, not God. So in your lifetime, God's fullness will be seen in the realms of your spiritual maturity. You need to go on adventures. Apostle Arume can stand there and teach truth, but the truth will taste different to different people. Don't be a hearer. If you notice my accent on my mind, I don't go to too many conferences. You are not made because you go to a conference. Yes. What makes you doesn't just come from what he said. There must be a partnership between what he said and where that thing said lands on. You can hear a spiritual truth now and you will leave here to go and raise the dead. You can hear a spiritual truth and all it will end up to be is just knowledge. The good seed had to meet a good ground. So this great conference, at the end of the day, may God have mercy. Around 11 will close, so don't worry. They share the grace. One Christian is thanking God that church has ended. He's a Christian. They share the grace. Another one is saying, this church has no, what God is making available has not yet ended. Then he stays behind to interact with Shekinah, because Shekinah does not have closing time. Have you not seen Christians who, when church closed, they now breathe? Ah, thank God, service don't finish. Osama bin Laden now has clones. There's a clone inside. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They come and say, finally. That thing that is sign is the demon that has locked your life. See, the presence was torturing that demon. How can someone be happy that he is now leaving the gathering of the brethren? He was teaching me something about how the emotions of a man can show you a lot about the treasure of the man. Your emotions have ability to cling to things that it values. The psalmist registered his gladness to the presence of God. He said, I was glad when they say, let's go into the house of the Lord. So the gladness in him was registered to what? The presence of God, the house of God. Do you understand? His, what he called gladness, came to him every time he visited the house of God. Another man, what he calls gladness, comes to him anytime they say that Netflix movie has released season 3. That's when his gladness comes. What does your inner man leap for? Does he leap for akpo and fufu? There are some people in church, as they are praying, when they now think of the rice and beans, they are now consoled by the rice waiting. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. You see, food gives them... Why are you looking at me as what I'm saying is fake? They are in church. Time is going. But whenever they think of the rice waiting, they say it's what they wait. When church closes, they begin to smile. You see, the soul has leaped. It has been lifted up to vanity. So when he taught me that, I began to check my heart. Okay. When I think of this, does my soul jump? But when I, the presence of God, how do I react? There are some people that whenever I say go to church, they become sad. We are not this spiritual. So at some point, we knew that feeling. Maybe you don't know, but me, I knew the feeling. When we are not at this level, we knew whether we were on fire for God by that thing. When your prayer life is hot, you will love prayer. You will love people that when they give a prayer point, they will wait for 30 minutes before they stop the prayer. That's because your prayer life is hot. But if it's not hot, as they are praying, you will say, Shebe, 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 Shebe. Shebe, 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 Shebe. It's light. Shebe, Shebe, Shebe. Now this way they reply my WhatsApp message. Shebe, Shebe, Shebe. Shebe, Shebe, Shebe. You look around. Shebe, Shebe, Shebe. You can't come in this prophet wear. Shebe, 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 Shebe. You are, I put it to you in all humility. You are fake. You are fake. Shebe, Shebe, Shebe. That is a truth. We not go sit down with that brother. Shebe, Shebe, Shebe. That's a terrorist. Sir. That's a terrorist. Let's find. Shebe, Shebe, Shebe. Tell your neighbor, Shebe, Shebe, Shebe. When you see someone complaining that he doesn't have transport to God, to church, he doesn't love God. See, in those days, ask my friends, that we trek very long distance. I don't know if this has happened to you, especially if you pray in night. When you miss your prayer time, you feel as though you've sinned. Are you seeing how sin is now different for different people? One man has just missed prayers. He's feeling guilty. Another man drink 10 bottles. He say, Kai, I've changed your advice to drink 20. Do you know why you have that feeling? It's called consecration. Your consecration is high. So the protocol for your anointing is high. Fear a man who demonstrates high anointing without high protocols. So he comes and calls names and phone number and everything. But you find Papa still drinking Gouda. In fact, he's now an ambassador for Gouda. He will now, oh my God, let Jesus help us. I want the prophetic, he will say, see me in the hotel. If I don't sleep with you, my seed cannot be in you. And if my seed is not in you, you cannot prophesy. You are a criminal. You see, they hate you when I say it, but I will not stop. You are fake. I know you are watching me, you are fake. Why do you hate what I say, but you keep watching me? You are fake. Go, but you are still staying. All together. The Pharisees hated Jesus, sir, but they were the ones who came early to church to clean chairs. You see, do you know why God brings them? So that the world can be against their disobedience. It will be used against them. The word that will come in the end time will be preached as a witness unto all the world. Not as salvation, as witness. So that you will not say you didn't hear. So, in Revelations, Jesus will not say, let all come to me. No, he said, let them that are righteous be righteous still. If you are unrighteous, you are righteous still. If you are prayerful, if you are not prayerful, he told me clearly. He said he is not sending us so that we can eradicate the false prophets. No, Jesus does not want them eradicated. What God wants to do is to set a clear distinction. So that when the false prophets leave their banner and the true prophet leave their banner, by your lust we will now know who you belong to. When Moses said, there that are on the Lord's side, come and stand here. Do you know that some people that did not move? So, sir, before we deal with false prophets, we should also check the false disciples. The people that empower the false prophets are the false disciples. They are looking for a very substandard kind of Christianity. So anyone that, you know, it has Jesus inside, but there's other things. So a prophet came and told his members, they are stealing money, you are not stealing. Still, if anything happens, we will support you. On a Sunday service, and guess what happened? People shouted. May God give you understanding. Blessed be the God of David who teaches me. Blessed be the King of Salem who's teaching me. I said, blessed be the Lord Jehovah of Mantana. I said, blessed be the God of David who's teaching me. I said, my hands to what? And my fingers to fight. My hands to what? My fingers to fight. My hands to battle. And my fingers to fight. Oh, God, blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be the God of David who's teaching me.
My hands to fight. And my fingers to fight.
Blessed be the King of Salem. I said, blessed be the God of David, teaching me,
teaching my hands to walk, and my fingers.
I said, blessed be the King of Salem, who's teaching me,
teaching my hands to walk,
and my fingers. I said,
my hands to walk,
and my fingers to walk,
my fingers to walk,
my hands to walk,
my fingers to walk,
my fingers to walk. Hallelujah. Blessed be the King of Salem who's teaching me. God. When he said, if you're in the Lord's side, come and stand. And they stood. What did he say? Pick up your sword. Fire. Even though he was your spiritual father 10 years ago, now that you are standing on the Lord's side. Hey.
Nothing tonight. time.
It's nothing tonight. Elijah called on fire. By fire, you answered the prayer, call on them. Moses, prophet Moses called on them. By wind, you answered the prayer, call on them. Nothing that is so. It'll be a disco. Nothing that is so. The one who has a prayer is your name. I don't deny this. The one who has a prayer is your name. I don't deny this. The one who has a prayer is your name.
Let's sit down. Amen. Amen. Sit down. See, we have for long that thing now. I want to fly, but sit down. Please. Let's be good citizens of Nigeria. Let's sit down. Let's not allow Papa to sweat, please. In Jesus' name. Is it today? Is it today? Is it sit down? Why is sit down, Yoruba?
Joko.
Joko Nitori Olonu. Joko. 17 hours.
Nothing tonight.
By the powers of the age to come. By the powers of the age. They say you will today pray.
By the powers of the age to come. By the powers of the age to come.
By the
power of the age to come. Power of the age to come.
Help yourself, man. No,
sit down,
they say you today pray.
By the powers of the age to come. By the powers of the age to come. By the powers of the age to come.
I'm sorry, sir. Officer, I'm sorry. In Jesus' name. Officer, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Let's sit down. Overflow, I'm sorry. Overflow, sir, to close. I'm sorry, sir. Let's apologize to. God of Salah. Okay, officer, I'm sorry. You see, the problem is this. The problem is when we stir up this tornado, we don't know how to stop. It's a river. See, Kaida, Papana. Oh my God. Okay, let's sit down. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let's sit down, please. Officer, I'm sorry, sir. Your victory songs will be given to you in the days of your battle. Not the days of your victory, in the hottest time of your battle. So you are singing that song as a testimony that that battle cannot sink you. Listen, all you need in the days of your battle, the people you need are no more than 12. With those 12, you can form an army. When you had no food to eat, he came through for you. The God of Sodom. Sit down. Let's close. So that you can go and charge and prepare for evening. Listen. If you pray and you worship God in spirit, trust me, your prayer points will disappear. Ask my men. Have you ever sat down and said, God, let's pray, let people come? Never. There is a way you worship God. You will tell pastor, don't pray for me. I'm prepared already.
See the way you love me. See the way you care for me. Carry my matter for your head. Oh. In a hope in a song. Like a little baby. Oh. You watch over me. Oh. You know they carry me. They play. Oh. In a because of Jesus, because of Jesus Christ, I now joy overflow. Unlimited favor is like a river in my soul. Let's wait. River in my soul. River in my soul. River in my soul. In Jesus' name. Some may ask, why do these people sing a lot? Let's pray now. May God give you understanding. If your heart is not broken, it will not worship. We've heard of 5 hours prayer. If it does not work, enter 5 hours praise. Not praise from the head, praise as a river. And so,
it's like a river.
It is burning every day and night, and I love it every day and night. Only me that people, it's like a river in my soul. It is burning every day and night, and I love it every day and night. Let's begin to worship God. Like I told you, listen. Like I told you, let's reduce the instrument. Like I told you, it's just a charge to prepare spirits. To prepare our spirits. God's prophet will be coming in the evening. My spiritual father, my prophet. Like I said, let's just come to be instructed by God. Because it is not an inauguration of a person. Some of you is your own inauguration too. So what you are simply, God sent you just to hear the instructions for your next season. I told my men, I said, this is not an inauguration to start ministry. This is the end of a season and an announcement of another season. Meanwhile, when a new season is announced, the battle for that season begins. You want God to give you fame? He told me. He said, because of what I want to do with you, I will now teach you how to handle the criticism of men. So when I heard a prophet was arrested, you will know spiritual men from the message they write. Don't write emotional message. Say, I want to be like you. You are lucky to be arrested for the sake of Jesus. Those are the kind of things we don't know in our generation. You should be grateful that you are now persecuted. They now call you big head because of Jesus. They did not know when God speaks to you. All they know is what they are seeing and what people are saying.
So they now insult you. If they call you a criminal because of what God has sent you to say, rejoice. Because what that will do, it will give you stature. You cannot pull down a man sent by God. Forget. Try. Let's meet 10 years from now and try. That's why they can't pull you down. Let the mystery of your oppression be surrounded in the knowledge of the God you know in secret. Because the God you know in secret is the one that will defend you in the open.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.